Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Kathleen Ferrier. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we plunge into the depths of Wikipedia, surfacing with the most captivating stories and facts. I'm Alloy, and today we're exploring the life of Kathleen Ferrier, a British contralto singer who, despite her tragically short career, left an indelible mark on the world of classical music. Kathleen Mary Ferrier was born on April 22, 1912, in Higher Walton, Lancashire, England, and passed away far too soon at the age of 41 on October 8, 1953. Her voice was known for its profound emotion, rich tones, and exceptional range. And even though her life was cut short by breast cancer, her legacy continues to resonate through the many recordings she left behind. Let's dive into her life, shall we? Kathleen wasn't bred in a musical conservatory, nor was she a child prodigy groomed for stardom from a young age. In fact, her foray into music was more of a twist of fate than a lifelong pursuit. Ferrier initially worked as a telephone operator and didn't begin formal musical training until her mid-20s. Listeners, have you ever discovered a passion later in life and thought, where has this been all my life? That was Kathleen Ferrier for music. After taking piano lessons and winning her first music competition at just 25, she decided that her future was in singing rather than as a pianist. In 1942, during the throes of World War II, Ferrier's breakthrough came when she won the prestigious Carl Rosa Opera Company Prize. This victory catapulted her into the public eye and set the stage for her ascent to musical prominence. By the mid-1940s, with Europe still reeling from the war, Kathleen's powerful performances brought solace and beauty amidst the chaos, quickly establishing her as one of Britain's most beloved singers. Her voice had a profound impact. Her renditions of work composers like Johann Sebastian Bach, George Frideric Handel, and Christoph Willibald Gluck earned her critical acclaim, and her interpretations are still held in high regard. Kathleen's collaboration with conductor Sir John Barbaroli especially stands out, as they were known for their spellbinding renditions of Gustav Mahler's music. Have you ever heard a voice that seemed to reach into your soul? That was Kathleen Ferrier's voice for many. Despite her classical training, what moved listeners was her profoundly human touch, emotive, sincere, and above all, genuine. She brought something new and deeply affecting to the pieces she performed, a quality so many of today's artists strive for in their own work. But fame never took away Kathleen's grounded nature. Her personality was described as warm, her manner sincere. This authenticity shone through in her performances, as well as her interactions with friends, family, and colleagues. Despite the accolades, she remained steadfastly down to earth. Tragically, at the peak of her career, Kathleen was diagnosed with breast cancer. Yet her determination was unflinching. Even during treatments, she continued to sing, perform, and record. It's heartbreaking yet inspiring. She pursued her passion for music to the very end, demonstrating an unwavering spirit that moved all who knew her. Her last performance, given while she was seriously ill, was as Orfeo in Gluck's opera Orfeo ed Eurydice, held at Covent Garden on February 15, 1953. In a heart-wrenching twist of art imitating life, she portrayed a character, grieving and pleading with the gods for the life of their beloved, all while she herself was in the grips of a life-threatening illness. Imagine the emotional weight of that performance. Kathleen's death later that year was a profound loss to the cultural world, which prompted an outpouring of tributes from colleagues, music critics, and countless fans who had been touched by her voice. Yet despite her career spanning just a little over a decade, Kathleen Ferrier's recordings continue to captivate and inspire new generations of music lovers. Now, let's take a moment to reflect upon the extraordinary nature of her impact. How many of us are lucky enough to leave such a lasting legacy, especially from such a brief career? It's humbling to think about the power of pure talent and passion combined. As we ponder on Kathleen Ferrier's story, I'd like to pose a question to you, our audience. What inspiration can we draw from her life for our own journeys? How can we, like Kathleen, make the most of our time, our talents, and our passions? Do share your thoughts by engaging with us on our social media channels. Kathleen Ferrier's life is a testament to the transformative power of music and the profound effect an artist can have on society. It's a reminder to all of us to cherish the beauty in the world and the impact that one person can have. And it also underscores the importance of giving voice to our talents, no matter at what stage in life we find them. If you're interested in learning more about this remarkable contralto, her life, her music, and her legacy, I encourage you to delve further into the Wikipedia page on Kathleen Ferrier. It's a rich source of information that provides a detailed account of both her professional achievements and her personal life. Before we close today's episode, let's take a moment to honor Kathleen Ferrier's memory. Perhaps today, you can find some time to listen to her recordings, which are widely available online. You might be moved by the sublime quality of her voice, just as audiences were over half a century ago. "And though she be but little, she is fierce," Shakespeare wrote in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Ferrier may have had a short tenure on Earth, but her fierce talent and indomitable spirit have etched her into the annals of history. Thank you for joining me, Alloy, on this episode of Wikipedia. Let Kathleen Ferrier's story be a reminder of the incredible legacy that passion and perseverance can create. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep engaging with the extraordinary tales woven into the fabric of our history.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Kathleen Ferrier. Thanks for listening. See you next time.